middle of Reish Dalu up to Sif Hei. Kdama. The Gemara Nida says, Mayasa Adam v'yisasher. The Gemara is giving you the formula, how a person could be prosperous, how a person could be successful in business. Mayasa Adam v'yisasher. What should a person do in order to become wealthy? Apparently there was a point to become wealthy, not just to support a family, to be comfortable. Mayasa Adam v'yisasher. The Gemara says there's one ingredient, and that is Yisa v'yitein b'emuna. If someone is Naisa v'naisim b'emuna, someone who deals properly in business, that is the formula to be Yisasher. The Gemara says, we see people who are Naisim b'emuna, and it didn't work out. The Gemara says, no, Avada, that is the formula, but of course you need Tefillah. So, and like the other items of the Gemara, the other formula is the recipes the Gemara has for other Nyanam there, you always need Tefillah. Tefillah is a given, but once you have that tefillah, what the shtadlus is to be yisavita and b'amuna. That is a success. And the Miri over there points out that it's not dafka by a yid to be nice and b'amuna. You have to be nice and b'amuna with everyone. It doesn't say in the memra to be yisavita and b'amuna with the Yisrael. It says yisavita and b'amuna is tam mashma that this nice and b'amuna is even for with a guy. Look how loud. That's what the Miri points out. Sorry. Well, we're going to see that there's not going to be a din of mechusamana between a yid and a guy. We'll see Yetzer Shem tonight. But all right. But look, I'll be the din of the formula, the success to become prosperous. That's Yisav Yitim Bamuna. And the Miri Tush tells the Gemara in Beya, and Chistanta Pshat, it's Kedai to say over. The Gemara in Beya on the Tezvav Mebe says, Haroitzah Sheyiskaimu Nechosav. If someone would like to protect his Nechosim, to have the best insurance policy on his Nechosim, what should he do? Yita behen adar. He should plant a adar. Normally you learn adar is a tree. I don't know exactly how it's going to help you out. But the Meiri says, the Pshat in the Gemara is the following. He says that when you plant an adar tree, miteich, I'll quote over the Lashon, miteich zechiris shem adar. And you see the tree and it's called an adar. And you constantly, every time you walk in and walk out of your nechosim, you constantly see that tree called an adar. Yale beliboy. You'll be reminded, a constant reminder, Hayosha the Hehodar, Adar Hodar. The proper, the Yashris and the Hodar, the way to fear Zochem business. When you see that Adar, it should be a constant reminder how to fear. That's the Omnum Havtochas Kima Nechosim. That's why you have the Kima Nechosim, is because you have the constant reminder that you're going to do Hodar, you're going to do business properly, and that you're going to interact with people, engage with people in business properly, and that's the Gresta. Shmira, the grass insurance policy for your nechosim, and he quotes Sifrei Musa, which has a say that he says Nema b'Sifrei Musa Nema Hayosher Hachonas Ha'Oisher. Yosher is the Hachona to wealth. Like the Gemara we quoted before Nida, I know Mebei that Mayas Adam Yisasher is Yisav Yitim Bemuna. The Yosher is Hachonas Ha'Oisher. Interesting enough, I mean this concept keeps on coming along Chazal. Interesting enough, the Gemara in Pesachim Kuf Yigimah Mer Aleph. Over there, the Amoraim are giving advice to their Talmidim of what to do in different areas. And one advice that the Amoraim, I forgot, which Amorik, perhaps it was Rav, I don't remember, he tells them, when you go into business, I'll give you a good advice. Hafoich b'nevelta, turn over the nevela, means work with the nevela, v'lo tepech b'mili, but don't turn over your words. If you want to have to be successful in business, so you're supposed to work hard and do a proper business and hafeik b'nevelta. But look, tepech b'mili, and one of the pshat in the Miri says there, what does it mean, tepech b'mili? That you shouldn't be an odom kazvan v'hadron. You shouldn't go back on your words. You promise someone something, you go through with the deal. Later on you realize it's not so gishmak, you go through with the deal anyway. Anyway, that's what it means. He's giving an advice, how to be successful. The same concept, how to be successful is hafeik b'nevelta, but look, tepech b'mili. All right, we're up to Sif Hei. What we did till now was just briefly. We're middle of Misha Parah, right? This one is broken up into two parts: Misha Parah, Mechus Amana. Tonight we'll get into getting into Mechus Amana. But right now we're dealing with Misha Parah, and that is that if someone, the Gemara says, Devarim Dikabadai Amois or Rabbi Yochanan Kesef Iskayin. In other words, if someone gives a word, goes to contract or a commitment to somebody, and hands over money. There's an exchange of money as well, so that is a a greater commitment. It's not just deeper, it's with money as well. That greater commitment, already you're bound by that, that you have to keep your word and go through with the deal. Otherwise, if you back out, you're going to have a Misha Parah. Misha Parah means that Bezin is Mekalo the person, curses him out, like we saw in Sif Dalet, a severe curse. Misha Parah Manchi Dara Mabu, Manchi Dara Floga, Manchi Stein Va Moiro, Mimetayim Shadava Bayam, the worst curse possible. Who you from Misha Eino Imin Bidiburai. All right. Tonight we're going to see different variables to this Misha Parah. We're going to Yetz Hashem go into Mechus Haman as well. All right. Let's start with the Mechaba. Sif Hei. Halakech Mechaveru Karka. Someone purchases from his friend a piece of land. Oy Sham Retaltalim or other Metaltalim. Upasku Hadamim. And they already came to terms how much the price is going to be. There was a commitment. Not only that, he followed through. V'niach mashkin al adamim, and he gave them. He gave the seller a mashkin. Now it's not the money. He's not giving to him as a tchilas peroin. He wasn't paying for it, but he gave him security that with this, here's your mashkin. If I back out, you have a mashkin against me. Zok the mechava, loikano. Giving a mashkin itself is not going to be koino. Not only that, sorry?
Could mashkin be dumb?
The price can discuss that if it would be dumb, it might. Pashtus, yes, pashtus could be dumb, but it would, if it's given b'tayis mashkin, if it's given as a security that I'm not going to back out, and if I do, maybe I'll get a knas and I'll lose that money, but it's not given as a tchilis peroin, as if this is the beginning of payment for your piece of land, and it should be even aschalas akinyan, but it was only given, primarily only given for a mashkin, there it says loikana. There's a concept in the Gemara which says, mon ein kan, mashkin ein kan. With a mashkin, you can't create a kinyan. If you have a schaivis and you have money and you owe the person, then you could put a mashkin, and the mashkin is a kinyan on the chayv that you just created. So if I'm a schaiv myself properly, and then I give you a mashkin, so I owe you the money, and the mashkin works as well. But if I give you a mashkin without a commitment on the money, there was no kinyan here, I just said, you know, I'll buy the house costs, you know, $10, whatever, whatever it was, yeah, more like in like it's maybe $500,000, but whatever, I promise you amount of money, and then I give you a mashkin, well, the promise that I'm going to give and go through with the deal, there's nothing, there's no schaivis yet, and therefore the mashkin that I put on that schaivis, it can't be any worse than the schaivis itself, the whole schaivis is not binding. The fact that I said I plan on going through with the deal is not contractually binding. So the fact that I give you a mashkin on that also doesn't work. It's money in kan, mashkin in kan. So now, even though you thought you gave a mashkin, but this mashkin doesn't really work. So therefore, let's first go through the different things. I'm gonna try to get back to real estate today. Zakta mechaba, and therefore, v'chol areitza lachzu mishneim. If someone wants to back out from both of them, choyze, he's allowed to be choyze. Ve'enu chayiv lekaba misha paro. Sai v'moicha, sai v'lokeach, sai v'karka, sai v'mataltulin. You could be choyze, and you're not mechuyiv to be mekabel misha paro, because the mashkin doesn't count. Now the trial is, we have a Gemara, let me just go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, it's a makhlekes Rabbi Yochanan v'Rabbi Lakish, if kesef is koina min ha-Torah. Rabbi Yochanan holds kesef is koina min ha-Torah, just Chazal took away that kinyan because they were afraid of nisrafu chitecha baliyah, that they were afraid that a fire is going to break out, and the seller is not going to bother watching it. Why should I watch it? I got paid anyway, and it's the buyer's item, let it go. Let it go up in smoke. So to prevent that from happening, the Chazal came in and he prevented the kinyan from working. They took away this kinyan, and now it still belongs to the seller. And should it go up in smoke, the seller's not going to get paid. Well, he'll have to give back the money. If he received all the money, he'll have to give back all the money. So therefore, it's like it's a security. Chazal kicked in and said, no, the kinyan's not going to work this way. We know that the seller's going to watch over the item. But really, minat Torah kesef does work. That's what Biyachonah. Rish Lakish holds that kesef does not work minat Torah. There's no such thing, there's no kinyan kesef. The kinyan in the Torah is meshicha. You take the item into your rishus, into a simto, you do agbal, you can do other kinyan, a mechotza, but kesef does not work. So Gemara says the following. It's a very sadistic Gemara because it's going to play itself out in this halacha. The Gemara says the following. Bishlam with Rabbi Yochanan, I understand, like Rabbi Yochanan, that kesef really is koina min ha-Torah. It really works. Just Chazal came along and took away the kinyan. I understand why there should be chotchim mishapar. At least he deserves a Misha Parah. He really did something that really was kind of completely. The Chazal took away that kinyan. So I understand why the guy is going to get a Misha Parah, a klala, if he backs out. But Leiv Reish Lakish, a kesef is nothing. Kesef doesn't work at all. Who cares? The guy gave kesef. So what? Let him back out. If he wants, he gave his word, so back out. Or be mechus amano, like we'll see mitzvah later tonight. But why should he get a mishapar? Why should he get a curse for? If the Gemara, Dvarim alone is mechus amano. Dvarim, the ikavadayim mois. Dvarim, words. A commitment together with an exchange of money, that's worse, that's a greater commitment, and that's already warrants a Misha Parah. That's the Gemara. Now, we don't pass on the Keshlach. We pass on like Rabbi Yochanan that Kesef is Koinim Min HaTorah. So, like Rabbi Yochanan, it's a simple formula why you're going to get a Misha Parah. The reason is, it's because Kesef really Koinim Min HaTorah. Chazal took it away. So they minimized it, they degraded the Kenyan, but at least there's something there left for a Misha Parah. That's simple. The Shaila is, what would be if you have a Kesef that doesn't work? Will, that means doesn't make a kinyan min haTorah, will Rabbi Yochanan be moided to the svara of Reish Lakish that so what, the kesef really doesn't work, but you still have dvarim deka badayim mois. You have a commitment together with an exchange of money. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan is moided to that svara also, that warrants a Misha Parah. Not only if a kesef is kinyan min haTorah, that warrants a Misha Parah, but maybe even if a kesef is not kinyan, fart, it's a greater commitment when you have a commitment together with money. That's a shayla. And it's a makleikus rishonim, how we understand Leitim Meskana, Lididan, that we go like Rabbi Yochanan, what creates a Misha Parah? Does it need to be Dafka a Kinyan? Or no, even if it's not a Kinyan, you still have a Misha Parah because you have Dvarim Diga Ba'adayim Mois. Then this Mashkin? Oh, we're going to get the Mashkin. I need this backdrop to understand the case of Mashkin. Some Rishonim bring a raya that you see you don't really need a kinyan. It's from the next halakha. There's going to be a halakha mitzvah and sevav. There's a concept called situmta. The minig ha-soichrim, the minig that we fear is in business. We do certain things, a handshake. Perhaps in some industries, mazel brach, but we can discuss it mitzvah and sevav, even though really gathered situmta is reishal of a whole different siman. But the Gemara says that even when the minig is not to be koina a kinyan gomor, but if you did something that is the minig of the Seichim, when they commit themselves, there's going to be at least a Misha Parah. So to be shown over there, that's nothing. That kinyan doesn't work from that tire. Just the Gemara was talking about, you raise them on the barrel, you mark a barrel, you're buying wine, and they write on the barrel, this barrel belongs to so-and-so. There's no kinyan yet, there's no exchange of mice yet, nothing. It was a commitment, and he made a mark in the barrel. That setumta already causes a Misha Parah. So Zakhtar Rishayim, I see from there that you really don't need a kinyan min haTorah to get a Misha Parah. Even a kinyan that doesn't work Misha Parah, there's nothing. Marking on a barrel is a kinyan. There's no makar for such a kinyan. But nevertheless, it warrants a Misha Parah because it's a greater commitment. So you see that Lamaskana, when you have a real commitment, a strong commitment, that's already enough for Misha Parah. So Huadin, even though we pass on to Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Yochanan would also be Maizah that if you have a strong commitment, namely Dvarim together with Maiz, that already should warrant a Misha Parah. Some Rishonim bring that as a Raya. Other Rishonim don't answer the Raya, but they say, no, in order to have a Misha Parah, you need a real Kinyan. So now let's get back to our halakha. The Shita says in our halakha, a very simple pshat, the reason why when you give a mashkin, the mashkin really doesn't work, there's no kinyan, because the Gemara says in Kedushin, mana inkam mashkin inkam, like I explained, you can't have a mashkin kicking in without its chayvis first, and since its chayvis didn't work, because you didn't do anything to have this obligation, so the mashkin doesn't mean anything, okay, but the Shah is one, you have a Misha Parah. And the Rish says you don't have a Misha Parah. So the Shita explains, B'tech HaDvam, the Shita explains, is because in order to get a Misha Parah, you need a kinyan min haTorah. I mean, they're going like those Rishayim hold that you need a kinyan min haTorah. And since here there's no kinyan min haTorah, mana enkan mashkin enkan, the mashkin tuzayf nothing. So therefore, even though there was an exchange of value, a mashkin changed hands, nevertheless, there's not going to be a Misha Parah. That's one pshat. But the shaila is, what do you do with the Gemara of Setumta? Over there you see that you don't need a real kinyan to create a Misha Parah. So if to answer that, the Ksais has a pshat. The Ksais in Sifkan Beis, it's a long Ksais, but B'tech HaDvarim, the Ksais says the following Svara, beautiful Svara. He says that the Rishonim will say that you need a kinyan, maybe it's his pshat in the Rishonim, or a take, one step past the Rishonim, doesn't really mean that you mamish need a kinyan. He explains the Gemara as following. He says, how do you understand the Gemara? The Gemara says, Vishlan the Rabbi Yochanan, the kinyan is koinim min haTorah, I understand you, I have a Misha Parah. So Reish Lakish, you don't have a kinyan, then I don't understand. Frek Tzait, I'm the Rabbi Yochanan, you do understand. You had a kinyan min haTorah, very nice, you had that kinyan min haTorah, but now Chazal took away that kinyan. Chazal will oike the kinyan because they had a chash, shema nisvahu kitaka baliyah. So once they had the chash, there's no kinyan left. So who cares? Fundamentally, there would have been a kinyan min ha-Torah, but there's no kinyan left. So why let Rabbi Yochanan do you understand it any better than like Rish Lakish? So Ksei says a new pshat in the Gemara. He says the following. He says, there's another sugya, but the sugya Tesis says, in a different Gemara in Matiyah and Amavkit, Tesis says that when you have kesef, which is kinyan min ha-Torah, even though Chazal took away the kinyan, but they allowed the seller to still be mishtamesh with the money. He could still use it. If I pay up early, I pay up money, even though I didn't make a ma'aseh kinyan, the seller has rights to use that money. He has the money in his possession, and since kesef is really kinyan min ha-Torah, so it's really his money, so even though Chazal took away the kinyan, but they still allowed him to use the money. Ma'aseh kinyan like Reish Lakish, a kesef is not kinyan min ha-Torah, so it's nothing. So now that the seller can't use the money, he has no right to the money. He only really deserves the money because he sold me an item. Well, I didn't make a kinyan on his item yet, so he can't use the money yet. It's the money is like a pekodin by him. So Zaktik says that's really the underlying svara of the Gemara. Bishlam le Rabbi Yochanan that Kesef did something. And remember, they took away the kinyan, but the seller has something from the transfer of the money. He could use the money. He could be mishtamish b'mois. He has a kinyan in the money for something. So you see, I really gave him money. I really gave him money. Now we see a serious commitment. But le Reish Lakish that Kesef is not kinyan min ha-Torah. And the seller is not allowed to use the money. It's just buy him as a pekodin for safekeeping till I do the kinyan. Once I do the kinyan, then I rather the money is his. But till then, he can't use the kinyan. He can't use the money. So it's like the says, so what? I gave him money. It's a ma'aseh pekodin ba'alma. He can't use the money. He has nothing from the money. If he has nothing from the money, so it's no more than just a regular commitment. And we know a regular commitment only is a mekos amana. So if I do a regular commitment, plus I give someone to be a shema money, all of a sudden that should be a misha para. Why? It's nothing. He got nothing from it. So that was the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara's dad said that was no fart, since I exchanged hands, the money exchanged hands, so there it's still considered a greater commitment, even though the seller has nothing from the money. That means the Gemara held that, like Rabbi Yochanan, when you have something from the money, so then it's considered the seller, he has something, so that's a strong commitment. But like Reish Lakish, if the seller didn't have money, that's nothing more than regular words. And the Gemara said, no, it's still more than regular words. So on that Shiloh, Avada we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan. Avada, in order to create a Misha Parah, you have to have a Kesef which is Kaina. You have to have a Kesef which is going to allow the Mecha to use the money, to give the Mecha some sort of kinyan in the money, so you could say, you see the money exchanged hands really. Not just that Maisa Pekodin. You see that the seller really has some kinyan in the money. Then that's Dvaram Deka Vadayam Mois. That's a real Vadayam Mois. But like Reish Lakish, he just has it for safekeeping. It's a pekodin by him. It's an escrow. It's nothing. That type of money is nothing. And that type of money is not going to make a Misha Parah. That means really, you don't really need the kinyan. You need the kinyan just that you see that the seller has some sort of ishtamcher, some sort of kinyan in the mois. Once he has that, that's a serious commitment. Zaktikzais, who adin satumta? Satumta by its own right is a serious commitment. That was the minigah sacrum. They used to mark up the barrel, that's a satumta. Avadi, they didn't mean that you really need a kinyan in that Torah. You just needed a serious commitment. And to do that by mois, you need the kinyan. It means you need the underlying kinyan that allows the seller to have access to the money to show that the commitment is real, that you gave something to the seller. But that's really by kesef. But by mashkin, if the mashkin doesn't work, money ain't kan, mashkin ain't kan, then the seller has no right to use the mashkin either. He got nothing from the mashkin. If he got nothing from the mashkin, so then avadu, there's not going to be a misha parah. And that's pratin the machava. There's no misha parah over here because the mashkin is nothing. Of course, mashkin is value in exchange hands. But so what? It's like a maisa pekodin ba'alma. Could the seller use the mashkin? No, because money ain't got mashkin ain't got. If he can't use it, he got nothing from it. He has no kinyan in it. Forget about it. It's nothing. It's just a regular commitment of words, which is a mechusa amana, but not going to be a misha parah. It's not considered lechomer. The strong commitment of a ikaba dayomois. That strong commitment that we need is only when the seller could use the money, has access to the money, has some kinyan in the money. That's pshat and excise.
Mashkin won't have the same faith as a satumta.
So tumta is what we're going to see. Mitzrayim is like a haskalas kinyan. We'll discuss what exactly is going on. But a mashkin, I gave you a mashkin. Maybe it shows and I convince you that I'm more serious, that's true, but since the mashkin, you have nothing from it, ultimately, all you're left with is my word. I'm now allowed back out, it's still mechusa amana, but it's not misha parah. It's not that stronger commitment that's created from Dvarim Deka Vadayam Mois. It's not Ikka Vadayam Mois, that you don't have.
It's not
It is no geir. It's no geir because the Rishlakish holds you don't need the seller to have access to the money in order to make a misha para.
Right,
and we pass on like Rabbi Yekon. Like Gabi, that shalom we pass on like Rabbi Yekon. And the seller needs to have access, needs to have some schus in the money
right.
to be considered ikabai dayim boys. But like, but Mashkin doesn't work. It doesn't have that.
The shalom we're saying before is does Rabbi Yekon agree with Rishlakish?
No, so now you have to. The shaila is a different type of shaila. Does Rabbi Yochanan agree to Yesh Lakish that if you have dvarim and there was an exchange of money, even though the maker can't use the money, is that also considered a strong commitment? For example, like Yesh Lakish, it's yitachin that by a mashkin there would be a mishapara, because even though he can't use the mashkin, but there was an exchange of value, right?
But
something trans.
So you can't do that if you have to hold like that, because otherwise, wasn't it out to my place?
Well, who said like the maskan? Who said there is a machlekes? Some rishonim hold that like the maskan of Sagamara, there is no machlekes legavi mishapar. That machlekes wasn't said by mishapar. That machlekes was said was is kesef koinim mederaisa not. But legavi mishapar, maybe Rabbi Yochanan would be moided to the shlokish svara that just giving over money, even if he doesn't have access to it, is already strong enough.
Okay. I don't understand this kasha. What was this kasha like? They took it away, so they said,
"We're taking
it away." Yeah,
especially if I could maybe bolster here that we've discussed other weeks. There's a Noida Yehuda and there's a Hara Kamel that holds that the Betzim really is a Kenyan. Just they allowed you to draw back from the Kenyan if you accept the Mishapar. But to you Chayza, there really is a Kenyan. So you see something's going on. So maybe that's why you get a Mishapar. Yeah, I'm not. Maybe you could get out of the Kedzkar. But that's Chayza's work, and that's how he touches up the Mechava. It comes out that there's going to be other cases as well. For example, let's go back to the beginning of the Makabo, which itself. The Makabo says, Alokeik mikavero karka oisham mitalton. Sai karka u mitalton. It's the first time in the whole simin that the Makabo mentions karka. We know that mitaltolin kesev, with this shayla, beyokin kesev yali koina, they were oikim mishapara. Karka kesev is koina. Whenever oikid, you don't have the chashash shem and nitzvah kitek abaliyah. Karka is not going up in flames, so there is a kinyan. We paskin that kesef is koina by karka. Nevertheless, the mechaber is mashma, which is really the riff, that the only reason why here there's no mishapar by the karka is because it was a mashkin and mashkin is not koina. But somehow had the mashkin been koina, somehow had you did a real kesef, a real exchange of kesef, a real ikabah dayan mois, there would be a mishapara even by karaka. That's the chayyim meduik in the makaba. The rishonim already have a problem with this. Rishonim say, and I'll give you the example soon, but the rishonim have a problem with this. Some rishonim, the Ramban says, the bishlam by mois, where kesef doesn't work, so they can make a takana, make kesef do mishapara. But by karaka, where kesef really does work, so you don't need a mishapar. It really does. We're going to have an example I'll get to in a second. That you're going to moshalay tzir, that karka doesn't work. So now you don't know who make it taste it or sakna mishapar altogether. If normally kesef works, why should they bother creating a mishapar? They institute a mishapar for matalton because their kesef doesn't work. But when karka kesef does work, it's just one in a million type of a kesef that doesn't, why should they misakin a mishapar? But nevertheless, in the mechaba, you see, and Rav Yishayinim are like that, you see that there would have been b'yisayit a mishapar by karka. Now, lamaisa is a rikivego, names like that in the tshuva as well, but he's matmiya, how come the mechaba, before Kavtzali doesn't mention it, and the Mishka Ziyanka said no, but still we're passing like that. There's a mishmeres, there's a mishpat shalom who says that since it's a machloikis, we don't give a mishapara a direct curse. Benoichach will only give it in third person, just to cover base, just in case there's no mishapara by karka, like we discussed last week on, or 2 weeks ago actually, on different types of machloikis by mishapara. But from this mechaba, I'm pretty convinced that from this word of this mechaba, I see that the mechaba held that there was a mishapara by karka. Now, where is this case? How do you have a case of mishapara by karka? My mother, if kesef is kaina, it's kaina. And if you didn't do kesef, so that is no mishapara. So Rishonim say this is the case. If you didn't give kesef, there's a chenomi shabar. You need kesef. If you get kesef, you're ready koina. So after showing him, there's a gemara that says, ba'asra de kasvi shtara. In a town, in a mokum, that people write a shtar, kesef is not koina by karka. Which I would say today, when you go to contract and closing, you don't believe, you don't have gemira stas that you own it, until you see the title, the deed, the closing, some piece of paper signed by the seller that the house is yours. Till then, the show's not over. You don't believe that you have it. So therefore, like Bizmanenu, it's an aser de kasi shtara, it's an aser, everyone, it's a mokum that they write contracts, closings, they write shtaras, deeds to prove that you own the karka. Giving money alone, you don't have the gemiras das. Even though you gave the money and you paid the full amount and you plan on owning the karka, you really don't have full gemiras das till you actually come through with the shtar, till actually there's a deed, a transfer of title, some type of written document that the house is yours. So therefore, Zakti Rishayin, what would be if you gave money and you didn't write the car, you didn't write the closing yet, you didn't have that document yet? So now you gave money, but you weren't kaina yet, even though it was karka. Klar Rishayin, will you have a misha para? So machlekes Rishayin, like I said, Roy Rishayin hold lechare that you would have a misha para, and again, because even though it's karka, so what? But just like by Matalton, when you give kesef, there's an exchange of hands, there's Dvarim Dikabar Dayan Mois, it's a serious commitment. So too by Karka, there's a serious commitment. You exchanged hands, you gave money, so that's a serious commitment, and you have a commitment together with money, there's going to be Misha Parin. The Shaila is, what do you do with the other? We paskin, L'chayra, we paskin, that from Mashkin, you see, we paskin, that in order to get to Misha Parin, you need to have an actual kinyan min HaTorah. And even if the Ksais downgraded that, it just means that the kinyan min haTorah allowed the moicha to be mishtamish with the moicha. So zayin. But something really had to take place that the moicha has access to this money. He could use the money in order to create a misha para. So over here, in our case, where you gave money but you didn't write the shtar yet, no kinyan took place. You don't have gemiras das yet. If you don't have gemiras das yet, so why should there be a misha para? L'chayah, it should be like Rish Lakish as far as Dvam Dikah V'Dayan Mois. So if you hold like those Rishayim, no problem. Granted, I understand. But if you're telling me we hold like the Rishayim that hold that you need an underlying kinyan min haTorah, how is it going to work? And what's interesting enough is the Beis Yosef brings down Iran. I saw the Ran, I'm not convinced, but about the Dait, the Eitzel of Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef quotes Iran that the Ran holds like the Rishayim that you need a kinyan mamish in order to create a misha para. It's not enough to have just Dvarim Dikah V'Dayan Mois. You need to have a real underlying kinyan min haTorah. And yet, the Beis Yosef quotes Iran to say that in this case, where you gave money on a piece of land and you didn't write the documents yet, avada, you don't have a shtar yet, avada, you're going to have a misha para. Okay, it seemingly says to each other. You didn't have a kinyan, why are you going to have a misha para? Oh, 1 second. You mechavin to a Mishkas Yankov. I hold it's a pella, but if you understand it, good. Mishkas Yankov luchayr to bavon this kasha. Chukas Mishkas Yankov. You can look it up in Nun Hey. Says that ba'aser dekasi yishdar kesef was really kaina too. Even though luchayr, the reason why it wasn't kaina is because Chazal know there was no gemiris das because no one really relies on the deal until he sees the document. Mishkas Yankov hold it really you were kaina. Apparently you had enough gemiris das min haTorah. But Chazal say, since you don't have full gemiris das, I don't know what this means 100%, full gemiris das till you see it in the document, so therefore they took away the kinyan. Basically, similar to what they did by Kesef and Metalton. Really, you had a kinyan, they took it away there for a different reason, not Nisrafu Kitak of Aliyah. So to buy Karka, if you give money, you really have a kinyan in Atari, even though you didn't sign the document. Just since it's not full gemiris das, Chazal took away the kinyan and allowed the seller to back out, allow the buyer to back out until he sees the signed document. So Mamela Mishri Zank says, now I understand this halakha. It's mamish like that halakha. Since you have a kinyan min haTorah, which by the Kfeisus Havana means, and the moich is allowed to use the money, since he's allowed to use the money, so something, he has a real kinyan, a schus hashtamshes in the money for something, so that's a strong dvarim dikah v'dayan mois, that's a strong commitment, and there'll be a misha parah. So therefore, Allah... Well, if you hold like the Rishayim, that Rabbi Yochanan is moided to Reish Lakish, that Dvarim Dikah V'Dayan Mois, even though the Moicha can use the money and make a Misha Para, and Rabbi Yochanan is moided to that, then yes, but then it should come out that even by Mashkin there should be a Misha Para. But we pass it not like that. We pass it by Mashkin, there's no Misha Para.
So talking practically.
Halachically, we need the seller to have access to the money. So let's say, apply to a practical case, I want to buy a house, and we go to contract, and I give you money, I give you a down payment. So if the down payment is just a Mashkin Ba'amu, and there's no ischaivis yet, so then we have the halacha that's nothing doing. Both parties are allowed to be chayz, it's not a problem. But if you're going to tell me that this mois is given is like a tchilis parayin, it's the first, it's the, you know, the starting of payment, it's the initial payment, then yes, you'll have a dvarim dikah v'dayan mois. But there will only be a misha para if the seller got something from this mois.
No access to the money, goes
So if it goes into an escrow account, one could argue, and I saw the Achronim done this, that it's nothing. If it goes into escrow account, it won't even be a Misha Parah. But if you give the seller the money that he could use the money...
He would get the interest on the escrow account.
Who gets interest, the buyer or the seller?
Let's say the seller gets the interest on the money in the escrow account.
So he has a schus klapi the interest.
He has a schus klapi the interest.
Yeah, but I wonder, if the guy is going to back out, well, does he still keep the interest?
What's the difference? I'll have a mishapar on that also. I'll have a mishapar just because...
No, I'm saying it's like a catch-22. He only gets the mishapar if the seller has something for the mois. Because there's some schus in him. I mean, if he would go through, he would get the interest. I don't know. But let's say by a builder type of a situation, where the builders generally use the money, so then, yes, he had access, he had a shtamshi, he got something from the money, and if you hold it, it's a tchilas perayin, so then it would be a misha parah to try to back out. In regular house, you have to know if it's an escrow or not. I'm not going to get into the shah where the contract itself might be a kinyan. I'd rather skirt that issue.
There's no contract.
No, let's say you went to contract and you gave money even. But the contract is not really a kinyan shtar. Well, you give that stam money even before the contract, like a binder. I know, a stam a binder, I don't know, to me sounds nothing. To me it sounds much like a mashkin type of a situation, it's a stam a binder. But when you go to contract, you give 10%, whatever it is, 20% of the money, that might be tchilas piroin. Binders are refundable. I'm saying. By regular binder?
Within 3 days, you can...
That's how much? Peer review, yeah, all right. Sorry? Let's, without the fact that the contract itself might be a type of a kinyan, let's leave that aside. I'd rather leave that aside for tonight. But if I have a commitment and an exchange of hands, right, of money, he could sell to someone else, or he gets a misha parah.
Every contract has 3 days of decision.
Sorry?
Every contract, that's by a house, 3 days of a union.
Just for those 3 days, you give it to him for the entire duration until the closing. Right. I'm saying if it's just an escrow, one could argue that like the says he got nothing from it, so it'll only be a mechus amana, it won't be a misha parah. If the seller got something from it, he has a kinyan eschus and if it's something, then it'll be misha parah. But if it's only an escrow, like that's what we're saying, that could be. No, even after 3 days, what does he have? Only if the guy backs out, he'll have a knas. That if he backs out, he loses deposit. Okay, that's a different. That's mak. That's very zayin. We won't get into that tonight either. But lav davka, that's the halakha. Right. So if he doesn't have his chus in it, one could argue that it will not be a mishabar, only be a mukhus amana. Again, leaving the contract aside. You want to know why, what to do about the country, you want to do what to do about the Kazakh? Why shouldn't it be Mechus Amana? I mean, you gave your word. Yeah, I don't believe that.
A lot of people pull back.
Yeah, but a Goyim you could pull back even if they give a word 100 days later. But a Goyim, a word's nothing. I don't believe that when you give a word, a commitment, that the guy doesn't think he has a deal. He thinks he has a deal, but he knows that he could always exercise a way out, but I don't think it's mentioned. I think it's Mechus Amana.
I know that the buyer has a right.
But we're not going. We're Yidden, and we know that there's a word that was given. The word was, "I'm going to go through the deal." I don't believe it. Sorry? I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Sorry? First of all, they don't always back out. There are people back out. We should know people back out after 3 days too and fight as well. So I don't know. I mean, if you hold what after 3 days is more gemir start, they back out. I don't know. You have real estate brokers. We have. You can say that not every contract goes to closing, right? So we know that doesn't mean even after the 3 days doesn't mean oh, so now I don't have a deal because some people back out. People shoplift too. That doesn't mean I could shoplift. People do things that are not right. When a guy gives a commitment and you sign something, even if you wouldn't sign it, just the mere commitment that, okay, we have a deal, at that point is a mechusaman if you back out, even if you didn't even get to the lawyer.
Nothing is hyper fair, Jack. 3 days.
No, if you want to stipulate and say lahed, you should know. I'm committed to the deal in theory, but I want to discuss it with my parents. I'm committed to the deal in theory, but I still want 3 days to think about it. I have no problem. But that's not what they tell the seller. For attorney review. The attorney review is not supposed to be for every excuse. Attorney review is that the lawyer is supposed to tell you that the way the contract was written was not to your advantage, and therefore you should put in this tonight. If not, you should back out because it's not your good, you know, it's all created maybe by a union of lawyers to get the lawyers to have more of a clout in what's going on. But whatever the chilek is, how it's done. But it's not, the svar isn't, that I can back out because I changed my mind. That wasn't the lumdus of attorney review. That wasn't even their lumdus initially. Now, people use it as a loophole. Yeah, so people use a lot of times as loopholes to back out of their word. But temuchas ha'amana. Either you can back out of your word. You won't be able to force it through a bezin, and you certainly won't be able to force it in court. I don't think it's mafarish. I think that when you go through a deal, and when you came home with your wife, at the end of the day, you tell you, no, Khanchi, you know, we have a deal. Or you tell them, we might have a deal in 3 days from now. What do you tell your wife? I think you tell your wife, we have a deal, right? And I think you tell your friend we have a deal. I think you tell your broker you have a deal. You don't have to look for another customer because we have a deal. This, we have a deal. Now, I know the deal might fall through because he might exercise a loophole, but I'm not marketing the house anymore. Would I market the house to somebody else? No, I'm not marketing the house anymore because I think I have a deal. So I'm saying, sorry?
Look at the valid reason. They want this government whatever it is.
We're going to discuss mechus amana, whatever the halakha of mechus amana is, when he has a valid reason. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. If you want to tell the guy, I have no problem with that. I think Minastam just... Sorry? The goyim allowed to back out with, I want to know, the goyim back out by a word without a contract. So since the goyim back out by a word, so therefore I'm saying on the fact that everyone backs out on their word, so therefore until I got a contract, I'm allowed to back out. Forget attorney review. Yeah, the goyim are goyim, and the yid is a yid, and chase Yisrael lo yas avla. Goyim taka do avlas, but doesn't mean a yid should follow suit. Yidim don't do avlas. A word is a word even before the contract. You gave your word, you're buying the house. When I gave the word, I'm buying the house, it's only bitnai that I don't back out within 3 days. If you said that, fine, I'll call kafiyah tonight. But that's not what you told the guy. You told the guy, I'm buying the house. Sorry?
Selling.
Right, we're selling, correct. I only right, committing on buying, but it's true. They're selling here in Lakewood. You get another customer, you gave your word, you committed yourself to someone else. We'll see if from the end of this simon, maybe there are times you could back out of mechus amana. But besides, I think it's grants from mechus amana. All right.
What is
1 second, you had a shiloh before? That's all right.
What is the chini? Take the full pie, you find a contract a week later. So that money they gave before is what we
by contract or closing, you're talking about now?
By contract.
By contract, let's put aside the contract itself. You gave your word, and even, let's say, gave over money. Usually you don't give it anyway at the time, until the time of the contract. So till the contract, you didn't give over any money. So all the kavis mechus amana. At the time of the contract, you already paid 10%, whatever it is. And if you say that that's a tchilas epiroin, so then we can start downing a mishabar, because it's varm together with money. At the end of the day, the closing, by the closing, it's maybe the rest of the money is the kinyan, the 90% of the money, you know, that you pay at the end, or actually the it's asra de kasi shtar like we have, so it could be the shtar is the kinyan. Okay, that's a shiloh. Is it the, once you have the shtar, the kasi is the kinyan, or the shtar is the kinyan? We'll leave it for hukas kinyanim, the zaran or kivega, whatever on it. But all right. Anyway, getting back to here. I think a bond is like a mashkin. I can't tell you that for sure, but my understanding of a bond, I think it's like a mashkin. I don't think it's like a 10% deposit. You just say, okay, here's $1,000 that just shows, I don't think you gave it, but it's right. But again, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think so. Mechus amana even without the bond. Yeah, the guy who backed out is not a tzaddik. We're just talking about whether he has an isha parah. That's all.
You discussed that the check is not kesef.
The check is not kesef until it clears. I now have more money in my bank account, right? So at that point already there might be. All right, let's move on.
So
Well, Misha, if you got a mechila from the seller, there's always never Misha Parah when you have a mechila. Absence of a mechila, I don't know. If Itaka doesn't mind and he lets you off the hook, I have no problem. He was mechil you. Some people want to use these type of svaras by other cases like registration and these things that could be there was like a limited liability. Kilo, the reason why I gave you that registration is to tell you that if I back out, I'm going to lose it, and that's I kept my liability up to there. So you're just going to get the registration amount, whatever it is. Okay, you have to know kafiyinian. But minastam, you give your word and you give money, you're going to have a misha parah. All right, let's move on to sifvav. It's getting late. We only did one sif so far. Sifvav. Makaloi bidvarim bovad. However, if you only had word, this is the tumta that I mentioned before. Makaloi bidvarim bovad. Upasku hadamim, and you already came to terms of what the price is supposed to be. V'roshem halokeach roshem alamekach, and a person made a mark on the barrel, the lokeach that is, to indicate that it's his. Kedei sheyiloi simin yuduush ushaloi. Avo pisholoi nosim me'adamim klum, even though he did not yet pay anything, still kolachoizaboy achesh roshem, either party that backs out, after the lokeach made this mark, mikabu mishapara. It's going to have to get a misha parah, because in those days that's how the minig was. When you buy a barrel of wine, you make a mark to indicate that it's your barrel. If it's your barrel, anyone who backs out is a misha parah. The minig of Medina further, if the minig of Medina, who sheyikne haroishim kinyan gama, the minig was, they take it further, that when you make that mark, it's already your barrel. The barrel blows up, it's your loss, you already were kind it. Then nikne hamekach bin echemem yachalak zaboy, no party could back out, it's a kinyan gama. B'chol zeh provided b'sharoshim b'fnei ha-moicha, if you actually made this mark in front of the moicha, or isha amaloi ha-moicha, v'shoim mekhako. If the moicha instructed you to do such a mark, that means the moicha instructed you to do such a kinyan. So then this kinyan works. So if it's a minig ha-mokum that this is a full kinyan, then the kinyan is going to work. If it's not minig ha-mokum, it's a full kinyan, then it's only going to make a misha parah.
This mashka at the beginning is not the moicha
standing there. L'chayit, go back on everything. Means the chol there, side the ratio, side the sefer, as if it was done b'fnei ha-moicha or on the seisa. What is the kinyan? Called minig ha-soyik n'mirza, when you make a mark of the barrel, that is the kinyan. Oh, I don't know if that's the kinyan, but let's try to let's get it a handshake. Let's say if there would be a case that the handshake would be a kinyan, I don't think that's the case. I think the handshake is just a commitment. But if there would be such a case, or let's go hit home. Diamonds, mazal and bracha, right? Diamond, mazal and bracha, now it's a deal, right? So is mazal and bracha? There's a meaning in the diamond industry. When you say mazal and bracha, that means the deal is done. It's a done deal. So God, when I was in Eretz Yisrael and I spoke to Zalman Nechemia, he told me the only satumta that he really knows left today is mazal and bracha by diamonds. Sorry, I'm just telling you that's what he said, because that's a done deal. And when I came back the second time, he tells me, that which I told you, the diamonds in his mouth and broken skin, I'm chayza, it's not a kinyan. Why? Because he spoke to his shvager, his shvager's in diamonds, and he told him, he asked him, his shvager, the following shayla, what happens if you have mazal and broken, the diamond gets lost? It's still a biyad, the moicha, and it disappears. Who's going to be responsible? So the shvager told him that the moicha is still responsible till he delivers the goods. Just mazal and broken is the commitment. So he says, if you see that the moicha is still responsible, then you zetman from there that the kinyan wasn't final. It means it didn't transfer possession yet. It didn't belong to the lokeach. If it did, then when it blows up, it disappears. It's a lokeach's loss. And Al-Koka, you see that the seller still retains violence on it. It's still his diamond, and he has the liability if the diamond gets lost. So he says it's not going to be a kinyan, but a lokeach should be a misha parah, because it's the minig, even though it's not a kinyan goma, but the minig is that they view this as a commitment. Now, the million-dollar question really is here, I mean, I'm bothered by this. I didn't see other people bothered by this. I'm bothered by this for many, many years. Is the seifa I understand very well. You have a minig to make a kinyan gomo, so that's a kinyan gomo. But if the minig is not to make a kinyan gomo, then you're going to get a misha parah. So what was the minig? The minig wasn't a kinyan gomo, so what was this minig? The minig wasn't misha parah, because then I don't need chazal to take a misha parah. And part of the minig is not a misha parah. I mean, the minig could be amongst the goyim. So what was this minig that they had, that if you do that, you get a misha parah? If it was just that you gave your word, well, every time you gave your word, a word is bound, there's a commitment, it's mechus amana. So what more are you doing that the minig dictates that you should get a misha parah, but you're not going to get a kinyan gomo? I'm bothered, I'm troubled by how to be magdir this in between minik here. The best I understand would be, let's say, this mazel and bracha by diamonds, or let's say a contract by a house, where mitzad d'minig, when you do that, there's a real commitment to sell. It's not just a word, it's stronger than a word, that there's a minig, that when you go to contract, oh, you sign a contract, that's already a real commitment to sell or buy the house. So therefore, that stronger commitment, which was done up here, minig, the minig views this stronger than just a word, that stronger commitment will now make a mishapara. The shaila is, why don't you take it a step further? Why can't this commitment make a kinyan heschaivis to close, to finish a deal, which is maybe what a contract really is? It's a commitment to sell and to buy. Or by diamonds, pashas, the commitment is to deliver the goods. Vaisdois, you have to know why, but vaisdois, that's the tumta, is not going to make the hischaivus to complete the deal. It's just a stronger commitment that warrants a mishapara. The chayr, it should be a kinyan varm, but you can sometimes obligate yourself, a hischaivus on yourself, to sell. There is such a concept in Rishonim. Not the action of walking across the street. The schaiv is that you are financially bound, committed to transfer the item. There is such a thing in Rishonim. I shouldn't have discussed why it's not kinyan dvarim. There is such a thing that you can make a kinyan that if I sell my house, I'm going to sell it to you. There is such a kinyan, you have to know why that's not kinyan dvarim. Rishonim already discussed it, but it's a good shaila. But so why can't we say that that's what a contract is doing? Or why can't we say that's what mazel and bracha by diamonds is doing? Vaisai is not. And I'll be honest with you, in Hilchus Satumto, there's already a chakir from Yeshua Lev Diskin, which is not our Indian, but he declares altogether, maybe Satumto doesn't work on his chayvis. Satumto works on a kinyan, you know, a transfer an item. So, but if I want to make a kinyan Satumto, to be meschayv myself to do something, maybe they never made such a thing. So if that's the case, then I hear very stark why this will not be a kinyan gomer, because Satumto can never create a schayvis. It only can create either it's a done deal, or the lower majega is, if it's a stronger commitment, then it can go for mishapara.
How do you understand the layaway program? You come in and you buy it. I guess that's what it works. You put it away until you come in and pay the rest. Unless the guy doesn't come in, I don't know, is there a timetable there? But
I know, you have such a program?
Well, I used to have it more, but there is such a thing. It's like after 120 days, if you gave money and you lost don't show up,
So what happened?
He's saying you have to hundred for 4 months instead.
So what happens? Is that mission?
That's in your condition. You get the money, you don't have to pick it up.
It's
personal, it's the money.
That means if you don't pay it, you go and publish.
Yeah, of course, you publish it.
So if it's published, it's not going to look good.
You publish what?
I mean, I made my own layaway.
You make up. So you have to know mitzvah because it's smach and other things. Okay, it's not for tonight either. When you give out all these down payments in hilchos smach, it's a serious shaila. It might not work. No, Shanji money just shows that it was a strong commitment because the seller got something out of the money. So if he got something out of the money, I see that it was a strong commitment. He gave the seller real money. He gave the seller money that he could use. But forget, it was from here that the Rishonim were proving that you don't need a kinyan mederaisa, because had you needed a kinyan mederaisa, why should this satumta create a mishapara? No, Shamsha just shows it's a strong commitment. It's not, that's not the decider. So every satumta mitzad the minig is also a stronger commitment than just words, and that's what's going to make a mishapara.
What is the kinyan?
Where? By a satumta? Well, how does a minig work? No, it's a new kinin. The kinin is minig asayichrim. So it's a makleik. God is makleik. It's some seifin nesiv. It's also not for tonight whether this kinin is mederais or mederabonon. I mean, if the guys are interested in zetun, we can learn reishalav mitzvah. But just trust me that there is such a thing that the minig asayichrim is mechayiv. Just like you can have other minig asayichrim that's mechayiv. Correct. Can make a new concept. If the way we do things, if we'll purchase metaltolin through a shtar, which I'm sure a lot of businesses have that, you have a contract even on metaltolin, on movable goods, not just on karka. So the achronim discussed, and the contract will be a satumta. If that's how you believe you own these metaltolin, yes. I don't know if you buy a horse, you know, a racing horse. You have a contract. Okay. If you buy a matata and you give a title on that, you give a contract as a lukhari, that will be a satumta.
What would a sold sticker be?
A who?
A sold sticker.
That you put on the thing?
Yeah.
And the akhrenim discuss it, but some akhrenim get very upset with it because the medayik from the lashon makaba, the roshim halokeach, reishim alamekach, the lokeach is the one who has to make the rishima. If the sold... Okay, some say it has to be the Maizekinim, but the seller just doing it alone. The Lokeg didn't do anything. The Lokeg has to do something, and since that's the Minig, that is the new Kenyan. But the Lokeg does nothing, and the seller puts the soul sticker on, they want to say that's not even a Satzamta.
But again, that was the Minig, just like the
seller. I know, but even with the Minig, Minig means they create a Kenyan. It might make a Mishapara, maybe, I'm not sure even if it does that. But if according to the Minig, there's a new Kenyan, you got to do that Kenyan. Right? If let's say the kinyan is kesef and the seller would do the kesef, it doesn't work. I have to be the active participant.
What is the kinyan of mazal bracha?
Mazal bracha? I know, I told the guy, mazal bracha. So shake hands on it, I say it. I don't know. I know the lokeg tells the seller, mazal bracha.
More, I mean, when you have read this in this halacha, it says two things. Mazal bracha, mazal bracha, mazal
bracha,
mazal
bracha, mazal bracha, mazal bracha.
So there was a second thing that was
done. Right, a rosh malakeach.
That's right.
So by here in the diamond industry, it might be just more than I plan on buying it. It's mazal bracha. I don't know, it's a special nusak that you say when the deal...
It's more words than the seller putting a sticker, it says all.
Okay.
Again, why is it, if there's a minute hamakrim, why can't
Mayas
be now that we use it for?
Oh, so we discussed briefly maybe two times ago. Again, it's not really for tonight, but it's Shalin Reish Aleph, that now that Chazal took away the Kenyan Mayas, if we have a minig that Kesef is Koina, I mean, he is someone who goes to the grocery store, ask your wife, how was she Koina that bottle of milk? No, I paid for it. So she thinks that Kesef was Koina. So, if the minig is that kesef indeed is koina, there's achrenim who want to say that maybe that will work out satumta. And other achrenim say, ma doch a kinin kesef which works min that Torah. Chazal took it away, al shem anisukhutecha be'aliyah, a kinin satumta which may only be under Rabbanan. Certainly they'll take it away because you still have that kshash, shem anisukhutecha be'aliyah, and therefore even moyis, even if it's the minig, it can never be more than a mishapara. Right. Right, well, truth of the matter is, we discussed also a previous year that could be, which is not for tonight either, but could be that she was already coining the eggs when she took it off the shelf walking towards the counter. That's already Akbar. Akbar. When she was coining out tonight, like the Mishnah in Demai says, she was coining out tonight, but she's chayv ba'insin. So if the eggs break, she'd already be chayv on it. Okay. But tonight that she pays. Okay, but if that already makes a shoyel and it's chayv ba'insin, so then I could force it to pay. All right, let's move on. Let's try to do something in Mechus HaMana tonight.
Okay, I think this is the smile here in Gedal, as he said. Without picking the Russian, didn't see the smile as well, Omega.
All right, but if you look in the Sman, Reish Aleph, he says, because it's like a Tchilas Kinyan, because Machmas Dominic is some Tchilas Kinyan. What in the Chazal, when Mesakim Punkt Rishima is a Kinyan, like, what's that business? It only comes Machmas Dominic. The Minig did it. You have to know how that Minig did it.
Whatever the
Minig
did, he says, it makes like
Nasin Smois on that. Right, they equated it. It's as if it was a Nasin Smois, that there's stronger commitment, that there's a Mishapara. So
it's not a real Kinyan.
It's not a kinyan gama. No, that's in the beginning when the minig was not to be koina lagamri. But the safe is when it's a minig to be even koina lagamri, then indeed it'll be a full-fledged kinyan as well. All right. Siv zayin. Hanoyse v'noysein bedvorim. Bilvad. Someone who just gives a oral commitment. There's no transfer of money. It's just noyse v'noysein bedvorim. Harei ze roi loy lamoid bidiburoi. He should keep his word. Even though he didn't get any money, there was no exchange of money, and there was no setumto, mashkin. I don't know why the mechaber needs it. Even if he would give a mashkin, it doesn't work. But I guess it's a chidur. Even though he didn't give a mashkin, it's still going to be a mechus amana. And anyone who backs out, bein lokeach, bein moicha, say lokeach, say moicha. Afa pishe nuchayv lekabo mishapara, even though he doesn't really get a klolo, but areza mi mechusre amona ve'ein rucha kamenecha mena. The Chazal were not happy with this person, and they hold that he was a mechus amona, sheis yisro lo yasa avlo, he did an avlo. They say, I think it's a tribus maram, Maramberg, who says he's not bechlal oisem maise amcha, and he's actually called a rosha, and the truth is discussed, and if a bezin's mechuyif to warn the guy and be mavayish the guy, whatever it takes to get this guy to keep his word. It's a shekel chazak, but it's not, again, contractually binding. It's not, you know, you can't actionable in a bezin. You can't be mighty moment, but yes, there's something there that you should not be backing out. Sorry? The Bais can discuss that too. We discussed it like a Misha Paradis, a Machlekes of Yubi Pasol Beidis. You maybe have the same Shalom by Mechus Amona. Someone who's a Rosh, Lechari is Pasol Beidis. God, the Maram holds he's a Rosh, there's a Ravid in the Shita, but Matziah, who's Mashman, that he's not a Rosh. So it could be some Machlekes we join him. Now, why is Yub Mechuyiv to be Lamed be Diburai Zok the Smans of Kot Yud Beis? Because Chazal said, they dashin the Pasek Hin Tzedek, and they dashin Sheyeh Hein Shalchot Tzedek. Your word, your hein shocha, your commitment should be tzedek. You have to keep your commitment. So it's a deraisa. The minchas pitim is medayik, that if you learn like this sma that's coming from that pasuk, it's actually a deraisa. It's not just from Sheres Yisrael Yasa Havlo, but it's actually a pasuk in the Torah, a deraisa, that you have to keep your word. You have to go through with the commitment, and if you don't, you're even a deraisa. It's mechus amana. He brings down that if you look in the Gemara uses the drasha for a different thing. It's only one Amar you learned to like this, but we pass from Lekari a different drasha from this, and therefore he wants to say that from other shitas it's only the Rabbana. At the end of the day, when Krispitam says it's a Makloikis, whether it's a Derais or the Rabbana. So it's going to have a Shiloh, whether Mechus Amon is Derais or Rabbana. Either way, it's not a nice thing to do, and either way, it's a something to watch about.
It's only when we discuss stuff. No, as I walk in with my shopping cart laden full of stuff.
Well, you're laden full of stuff. You, again, you might have a kinyan. But stop. I go over to you and I say, oh, you sell socks. I want to buy socks. Now, nothing. That's it. Well, I say, I want to buy this pair of socks. Unless I didn't bring it. It's someone gave a mushroom. I think she gave a mushroom over by the bakery. It's behind the counter. I want that challah, whatever it is. I want that challah. I gave my word. I want that challah. It means I'm going to pay for that challah. And we know how much a challah costs. It's dumb tzuvim. At that point in time, you're ready mechusa amono if you back out. Now, if you pay, then it's already mishabar. I didn't even touch the challah. It's still sitting on the shelf. I already have mechus amana because I want that challah. I committed myself for that challah.
What if you shop on the internet and put it in your cart, and then you take it out?
Is there mechus amana? Until you press the submit button at the end.
No, that's payment already.
The internet doesn't interact. They're not handling with you yet until you submit. I mean, until you claim it out.
That's you make an order by right?
Like today, the Baisim say that most, I don't know, I guess that's a lotion they use, most sales today are done over the phone. So if that's the case, you're over the phone, you didn't exchange hand, there's no money exchange, there's no contract, there's no regime, there's no mashkin, but there's a commitment, an oral commitment. That, at that point, you're mechuzah money.
Why did the guy who's trying to cancel an order? They ordered that from a company and decided I don't need it.
Sorry?
They ordered that from a company.
If they allow you to cancel and they have no problem with you to canceling, then obviously there's no problem. Again, Mechila works on everything. Zayim Shabbar, Zayim Kosama, Mechila works. So if you know that they have a customer policy that you can go back, Walmart, you're allowed to go back even after you buy it. If they allow that, okay, Kala Kavod, no problem. And you're allowed to go back coaching if you didn't buy it yet. But Minastam, In the halakhic world, without any minig, without any personal, you know, policy, you gave your word, that's it, it's all over, it's a done deal.
But they both cons of money, you make an order by them. Well, really, they're not very happy you're canceling, but they have to do it because it's just the way your business works today.
So it's a business decision that they made, or because, what are they going to do? I'm going to take you to Bezin. They get, which one is it?
I don't know, but a lot of there's a mechila over here.
So if it's not a mechila, you can have a mechus amon taka. You have to know. Now we discussed earlier the Gemara in Bukhari says Mavua. The Gemara in Yud Gimel Mabez, the end of the Gemara is Mavua, that the Dina Mechus Amona are only between two Yidden. But a Yid and a Goy, there's no Mechus Amona. And I'll explain to you the reason why. It's fun. What is Mechus Amona? I think that deserves an explanation here, even if we have to leave it at that. Why is someone a Mechus Amona? The literal translation of Mechus Amona is that you're Choyser, you're lacking Amona trust. It means I had a degree of trust. I was Seimich on you, and you let me down. You're a Mechus Amona. If I don't trust you, if you gave me a word, and I have no faith in that word, you're not a mechusamon. And we're going to see nafkamin is miyat Hashem and following seifim. You commercialize even though you gave someone your word, but everyone knows that the word's meaningless. It doesn't. There's no real gemiris das, no real smichas das, I should say. So he wasn't relying on you. So when you back out, you didn't let the guy down. Now with the guy, you know that his word is worthless. It's meaningless. So he's backing out. So just because you gave a commitment, he's backing out. A commitment is nothing by him. Until you have a contract, until you have 3 days attorney review, right? Until then, it's nothing. The guy is a guy, right? So a yid is not, he can't have a one-sided mechus amana. Oh, he feels that the word is nothing. He can back out and tons whenever he wants. But I'm committed to him. That's no such thing. If he thinks the word's nothing, then he's not relying on my word either. Now, he might think he has a deal, it's a good chance he has a deal, but vivite, he knows the word's meaningless, because that's how goyim act, then he's not relying on my word either, and therefore, I don't have a mechus amana. You can discuss what happened to Chilul Hashem and other inyanim. He knows he's dealing with a yid, but he knows the word is nothing. He backs out, he'll back out a word and no problem. So you want to discuss Chilul Hashem, we could discuss it in a probably call of Firayis and Yadayim. Grada the Shailo Meshiv mentions Klachayad, they have to know. You discuss Chilul Hashem, it takes arm, he says this far, which I got to hold to the Shtakas, right? Vivai, he backs out whenever he wants. How could he hold you more accountable and have a Chilul Hashem? Unless he holds you to a higher standard. Maybe, and in a Chanam, then there will be a Chilul Hashem. But Vivai, he thinks the word's nothing. He's not committed when he gives his word. He's not committed even when he signs a contract, so why should I be committed? So, but anyway, the Gemara says that there's no mechus amana when you're dealing with a guy, because there's no smichas das. The underlying svar of mechus amana is that he's relying on me, and I let him down. And with the time, we're going to see weiter. We didn't finish this sif. We're going to have a lot more halachas here to qualify this. In future sif, and we're going to see that it's based on this lundis, that he's relying on you. There's an amuna, an imun that he relies on you, you samich on you, and you let him down, then you're mechus amana. All right, good luck.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.